questions will be asked during the lesson.
In our progress towards spirituality, we have to nevertheless depict some pictures, portrayals, states that we're in. And the state that advances us to spirituality is that we feel ourselves where our whole world is divided to two parts. The parts that's close to me, that's my will to receive, my ego, where I live, where I am, the way I'm in which I'm connected to this whole world, work, family, and so on. And then beyond that, there is a certain boundary after which I am with my friends and the Creator. So that boundary, I have to more or less describe to myself where I am. And so, am I with what's close to me, in me, which is my will to receive, and how close I am to the whole of humanity, the Creator, bestowal, love, which is all beyond my ego. And this boundary, I need to establish it as clearly as possible. I always have to feel the existence of this boundary. Later on, it becomes the place of restriction, masach, ochozel, the inside and outside part of the potsuf, the rosh of the potsuf, guf of the potsuf, that's later. But in the meantime, just to portray reality as divided to this and that. Even though I don't yet have any sense of the reality that is above the screen, that is beyond me, that is in the degree of faith above reason, in bina, outside of me. But still I can see two parts in reality. The upper reality, which is the Creator, me in faith above reason, in the form of bestowal, in love, connection, and so on. And the other reality, where I'm connected to myself, to my will to receive, where I live, the way I'm born, and that's my internal reality. And all our work is how to build this portrayal in us. And how will we be able to raise the importance of the upper reality more than the lower reality? How much I want to be connected to the group, to the Creator, to everything above the masach, above my boundary, above my reason. And if I'm going to use what belongs to me, then only for my existence, or for the sake of raising it, of transferring it to the upper reality. And so that's how we should try to divide our perception of reality to two parts. That is essentially the picture that we should the excerpts. Go ahead.
Yes, we're reading excerpt number 36 from Rabash. When one sees that after all the exertions, he cannot emerge from the governance of the will to receive for himself, then he sees within reason that only the Creator can help him. It follows that what our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day, And were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not be able to overcome it. He does not need to believe in these above reason. The way ordinary workers of the Creator, who observe Torah and Mitzvot, believe above reason that this is so. The Creator helps them. Rather, those people who want to work in order to bestow, for them, it is within reason, to the point that they must believe above reason that the Creator can help them emerge from the governance of the will to receive.
This is not yet perhaps so clear to us, this matter of, for some, above reason is there, and for others not so much. We need to try to transfer as much as we can more of our thoughts and desires to be above the boundary, to relate them to the Creator. Through the ten, we can adhere to Him, to the upper force. The ten is, all in all, the modem, the adapter, the connector, through which we can adhere to the Creator. If we are more or less organized between us, then we can identify, discover who the upper force is, and thus we can actually begin to get a grasp of Him and better adapt ourselves to Him. So more thoughts, more desires on where through connection between us we come closer to Him. PT
32. The ego is felt like a prison, and to go beyond the ego is like coming out to freedom. But for some reason, it's not possible, because even the 10 is like a boundary. How can we even go out to freedom if it's not correct to depict things this way?
Look, when it's felt as a prison, is also perhaps a good thing, but still what's missing is, why do you want to go out of prison? Because the truth is that the same prison becomes your illuminated free world. There's no difference between corporeality and spirituality, except for the rule of the will to receive or the rule of the will to bestow. As it is said, there is no difference between this world and the next world besides what? The transformation of the Malchuyot. The Malchuyot are transformed, meaning here the will to receive is in control, and there it's the will to bestow. So the same will to receive, when it becomes in order to bestow, you discover that it is the ruler, and that's the next world already. So the difference is not what's in control, but in what way it's in control. That's more accurate. Because look, everything's in the will to receive. Without the will to receive, we can never attain what something is. What's outside of the will to receive is the upper light. It's the Creator. It's something that I never ever attain. But to the extent that my will to receive is similar to the upper light, that in that will to receive, I can describe His qualities, His nature, but I attain all of that inside my will to receive. I never actually come out of it. So the prison is not about how I am in a will to receive right now. The problem is that it's in order to receive, and it needs to be in order to bestow. And so, with this precision of being inside or outside of the prison, you'll see how you advance. PT 31.
What makes a person become persuaded that the Creator can help him?
This comes bit by bit through many actions, ups and downs. And a person begins to see that he doesn't depend on anyone here except for the upper force, the friends, the workshops, the lessons, his personal efforts, all of those, they're just a means by which to awaken the force outside of him to help. And the fact that a person begins to discover that there is a foreign upper influence that can help him. And if it does, then he changes. And if it's not, then he doesn't. That is essentially the state where a person begins to make contact with the Creator.
And if he is persuaded, isn't that within reason?
I don't know what you mean by persuaded.
Well, he's convinced, meaning, as you said, he goes through all of the different states and he reaches a state where he sees that only the Creator can help him. So where does that happen to him?
This happens to him in his feeling already, where in all of his despair and different states, that's what he sees. But it's still, it's only for now. Afterwards, he once again falls into other changing states. There is no state in spirituality that exists forever. Spirituality is not somewhere, not outside of us, but what's inside of us when we go come closer and closer, it always changes in order to allow us an opportunity to renew our connection with the Creator. Key of One.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда ты просишь Творца, чтобы помог в объединении с товарищами, вот он как бы сразу не помогает. Но потом в какой-то момент ты видишь, как помощь приходит. То есть тут
When you ask of the Creator to help you to unite with the friends, he doesn't immediately help, but later on you see that the help does come. So there's some different dependency here. How does it work?
That is correct. My connection with the friends depends on the Oviut of the Ten. So I don't immediately feel that I get aid from above and then right away I'm in a different state with them. It can be also after a while, because this is how we advance. This is the general view of the Ten, that on the inside, even if my friends don't feel it, when I pray to the Creator to be in more connection with them, and I pray for them, and I ask, and more, then they change on the inside, but they themselves don't feel it. Or they do, and they don't feel where it's coming from. Because of who it's happening, even this way. So these states are demanding more time, awareness, sensation, and that's how they permeate us.
The feeling is that the Creator doesn't want the person to see that the Creator is helping him directly.
That too needs to be clarified through the group, and even not through the group by the Creator, but by him feeling an inclination towards the group more than yesterday, let's say. And by that, he discovers that he has this inclination, this tendency towards the group more than yesterday, and that certainly comes from the Creator. Later, he understands that. First, he understands, he discovers.
within reason. So how is it possible to find a balance between these two approaches, within reason and faith above reason?
I am in a state of reason, meaning in my senses, in my mind, in my desire. Now, my desire is comprised of intellect and emotion, mind and heart. And in it, I live. In it, I feel reality. What I feel is called this world. In it, I feel that what I feel exists, it's the whole, this whole, the space, the all those bodies in space, the planets, the stars, planet Earth as well, all of humanity on the face of the planet and so on. All of it exists in my perception, in my experience. And besides that, as we discussed before, today, I have to imagine the boundary of that perception, and then there is a different perception. A perception that is not called the force of reception, where I draw into myself, but rather a force of bestowal, where I, as if, push out of myself. An opposite world. In that opposite world, imagine, what does an opposite world mean? Instead of hate, there's love. Instead of reception, there's giving. Instead of attraction, there's rejection and so on. And so we live not by what's good for me, but rather by what's good for others. And for that, I'm doing everything I'm doing. So I am as if in a suit. And in that suit, it's like a diver suit.
How do
you call that? Like a scuba diving suit. So, let's say in that suit, what I got there is mine. Like, the astronauts in space, they too have a space suit. So whatever's in my suit is mine. That is my world. And what's outside of that suit, outside of that that scuba diving suit, that is a different world out there. A world I don't know. A world that the way I am right now, I mustn't be there. However, what I do is, if I receive the mind and emotion, which is all I have, that's what we have, mind and emotion. So if I begin to accept in my mind and heart the conditions that are there, then I can live there. Then there's no problem. This is what we need to acquire together. We are all in all within our minds, within our feelings. Do we have no more? That's what the Creator created. But we can change the usage, not for my own benefit, but for the benefit of others. And by that, I neutralize my I, and then I don't need this special suit, then I don't need this clothing, this shield around me. And if I don't use that but only for the benefit of others or outside of me, then I don't need to isolate myself from them. They don't harm me. On the contrary, I can use whatever is outside of this special suit for the benefit of everyone. We need to further and further depict to ourselves in all kinds of ways what we have within our reason, within my current mind and heart that are in order to receive, and what exists above reason, what exists in them in order to bestow. And so this way we will gradually, bit by bit, get closer and closer to that state so that we can transition.
Them, how can we as a 10 go towards bestow? Should we detect the deficiency of each friend, or should it be for the general collective correction of the group?
For the general correction of the group, for the general connection of the group. And don't try to pick into each and every one at all. We don't have the mind, the understanding, the knowledge of how we judge each and every one. Just run away from that. Through whatever the Creator shows us, we have to connect to each other in order to bestow to each other and the Creator. That's it. Don't go into what kind of desires I have, what kind of thoughts I have, and this and that. You won't come and get out of that, and you'll only get confused. What's important for us is connection. And with this tendency for connection, whatever you got, you just need to connect. And from being concerned about connection, as it's called, love covers all crimes, that's the only thing we need to do, to cover it with love, cover it with connection. And when we start doing that, then you start understanding all the details of the connection and how to work with them. That's the only way. DT6.
Yes, I wanted to ask, what does it mean, boundary? What precisely is this boundary?
This boundary is the place that later becomes the tzimtzum, masach, or chuzer. It's the boundary between in order to receive to in order to bestow.
But how do we create this boundary?
We begin to feel that from making an effort to be above reason. And then we gradually more and more reveal that cut, that gap between the vessels in order to receive and the vessels that are in order to bestow. We have to always try to see that. Where is that outer reality? The outer reality doesn't exist. It's rather what I begin to establish within myself, where there is a certain part of me that begins to work in order to bestow, to work in order to connect through the group and with everyone. The group becomes the first 9 sefirot. The I becomes the malchut that simply restricts myself not to use my I, not to use myself, only to use the first 9 sefirot, which means to integrate with the friends, to be along with them, and in our collective tendency, we aim towards the Creator, so that He appears in us.
When you started your explanation in the beginning of the lesson, you said we should try to divide reality into two. What is this division? Of the upper reality?
Well, kind of. We don't yet see reality divided to two, but as if it's divided to two. Above reason, the world of bestowal, and within reason, the world of reception.
Okay, so where is the boundary?
Between them. The boundary is if I establish myself, position myself so that until here is my will to receive and beyond this point is my will to bestow, which is not that. It's just the same will to receive that now works with intentions to bestow.
So, when we try to depict the upper reality, what eventually, how do we attain it? Is it our inclination towards it, or do we truly, will our existence be in that?
We build it. Not that we enter it, we rather build the upper world. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist standing by ready for us. No, it's ready for us to make it. But we build it in our will to receive by working with our Tzimtzum, Masach, Or Chozer, and with our Or Chozer, reflected light, we build the upper world. And the more we have reflected light in different degrees and different manners, then we can further portray to ourselves what the upper world is. But before that, none of it exists. It all exists in our will to receive, that works in order to receive or in order to bestow. Beyond that, there is our upper source, which we can't even say a word about because it doesn't exist in our desires or intentions. What does exist in our desires or intentions is what we discover and call that Havaya, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. That appears in our desires and intentions. That's the Creator. That's called Come and See. So, everything exists within the person who attains.
So, what is this act of building the upper world? What precisely do we build? How do we build the upper world?
We build our desires that are in
two. Question from my time. Is all we have to do is discover the different world within us?
Yes, everything is within us, and Bala Sulam writes that as well, that everything is within the person, everything exists in the person, and the person is called a small world. And besides us, besides the will to receive, where we discover everything, we can't discover anything more, and we're not able to. Everything is within the desire. And so, all in all, we discover reality only in two different forms, the form of in order to receive and in order to bestow. The Creator created this against that. And from bringing these two parts together, closer to each other, from that we begin to understand godliness, the upper force that is above both. But we discover it only in the will to receive. That's why we can give it names and definitions and qualities, because we discover it only in our own will to receive. Italy 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Tu hai parlato di un astronauta, l'astronauta all'interno di una tuta, no? Quindi all'esterno lui non c'ha i sensi per capire che cosa c'è fuori. Noi dobbiamo immaginare di avere anche.
Rab, you talked about the astronaut, the who is inside the suit, the space suit. So on the outside, he doesn't have the sense of which to understand what is happening on the outside. So should we depict ourselves as having other senses beyond the ordinary ones we have?
Sure. Sure, we have these senses. They're just dormant. We have to discover them. And in them, we will discover the upper reality. The astronaut, too, sees what's beyond his spacesuit. However, we just need to acquire the intentions to bestow. And then what's outside that spacesuit will not harm us. Because we also want to use it in order to bestow. And so the spiritual world that's outside of us, the moment we will know that we relate to it in order to bestow, then we cannot be harmed. We are above our will to receive. And therefore, we can be, to that extent, we can be in the same space, in the same will to bestow, in the same...
Утро, Раф, мировой Кли. Вот вы вначале сказали, что нужно сортировать свои мысли и большинство их направлять на Творца, на десятку.
Hello, Rav and World Kli. You said at the beginning that we need to sort, I need to sort my thoughts and aim most of them to the Creator, to, towards the Ten. It sounds kind of complicated. How can we do it simply? Let's say, choose one sensation and throughout the whole day, to be inside of it, or to at least try to do it, and aim this sensation to the ten.
This is everyone's problem. We have to make an effort to portray to ourselves a different reality to what we feel now. And it's a collective reality, an inclusive reality, all of us together. That is how the integral reality is built. And it's just that the opposite of it, my ego, detaches me from that reality. Everyone's connected. Everyone's corrected. All elements of nature are working together as a single mechanism, single system, vastly interconnected, completely connected to each other. And only I feel myself detached from them. And that's why I think of them this way, and that's why I judge them this way. And so, the more I relate to everyone as connected, and I am detached from this connection, and I describe myself as one judges through his own flaws, as it says, this is how it will become easier for me to understand the state of the whole of creation, and I'll see that the divinity, Shekhinah, dwells in everyone, connects everyone, and is the revelation of the Creator. That's how he appears. We have to try. We have to make all sorts of efforts to portray this state where everyone's connected, everyone's corrected. Only I need to make the correction over myself to see everyone else correctly. Moscow 4.
Что мы объединяем в десятке, чтобы прийти к восприятию и ощущению?
A question of a friend. What do we unite in the ten in order to reach the Creator's perception of reality?
We want to feel in the ten how whatever appears to my eyes as broken. Together and ask the Creator, that is the upper light, to truly connect us as one. And that's what I need to keep thinking that I'm doing. Try to do it. You need to decide on everything together. Volga.
Я в разуме, в своем воображении, в той или иной степени могу себе представить единство нашей десятки. А что значит представить себе единство десятки в чувствах?
To imagine the unity of our ten. What does it mean to imagine the unity of the ten in the emotion? Are these two different places? Imagination in the mind, imagination in the heart, two different kinds of work.
When you receive the desire of each and every friend, and you feel that you are all different in that, yet complementing each other, that's what needs to happen. Both the feeling of difference as well as the feeling of completion, specifically thanks to the difference. By that you begin.
Reading excerpt 37 by Rabash. The evil inclination in his body has the power to not let him believe in the Creator above reason. By this, it takes out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry without any moisture of life. When the person began this work, he was told, and he believed what he was told, that the Torah is a Torah of life. As it is written, for they are your life and the length of your days. And as it is written, more desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey, and the honeycomb. But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and he strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is, that verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything that he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks already that everything that you find within your power to do, that do. That it was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation. The salvation of the Lord, of the Creator, delivering him from the evil inclination, to the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression. But he starts to understand that the evil inclination also helps him to reach the good. And he knows how to use both of these forms, both of these desires. Okay? It's a bit long, and this is why it's difficult for us to digest it. Nikolai of Sochi.
Раф, подскажите, вот получается внутри желания получать у меня нет никакой возможности.
Раф, can you say it turns out that in the will to receive I have no ability to find the point of in order to bestow. It doesn't exist there. So how can you disconnect from that will to receive even for a moment in terms of the detachment, this jump out of it, of the will to receive?
So you want to be a double egoist. I want to also have the will to bestow below me so that I can manage it, right? That will never work out for you. The Creator will not give you such a possibility, ever. How can you find a point by which you bestow? It doesn't exist in you. You just have an environment. Read again the article about freedom, about the environment, and you'll see what it says there. You certainly would not be able to find a point of bestowal within you, ever. Oh. However, if you are included in the environment there through your subjugation towards them, when you will stop feeling that you are greater than them and you understand more than them, etc., but rather to the contrary, that you are lesser than everyone, you are weaker than everyone, then by that you will find in them such a point through which you will be able to come closer to the Creator.
But it's not a volitional action. The Creator forces me.
Well, according to your desire, only your ego works. What does it mean, yours? Who are you? It's your ego who is now determining for you each and everything. How can you identify with it? Just notice the way that you are talking. You are talking out of your ego, truly, without disconnecting from it even a little bit, and without feeling yourself outside of it. No, you're constantly talking from within the ego. So how can you discuss things correctly, judge things correctly?
I
meant, according to what we read, turns out that I myself come to this prayer to the Creator. But you always say that we need to come to annulment in the Ten.
Well, how can you turn to the Creator if you're not connecting to some extent, or at least have some inclination towards the society? The Creator is giving you all kinds of illuminations from above so that you will feel that you are lost, that you cannot get out of your ego. And then you begin to see that you have no chance of connecting with the Creator, and this is the only force that can help you. And you're not yet certain of it, but at least you hear that this is what is written, so you have no choice but apparently to connect with the Creator. That as He created within you the evil inclination, that He will build within you the ability to rise above it, to reach the good inclination. So how will you do that? Only through the Ten. Otherwise, you have no contact with the Creator.
Я могу это проверить как-то отмену. Хоть чуть-чуть.
Can I examine this annulment?
What do you mean, examine it? You have to do it. How do you check? Within your ego? Again? How do you check your actions if it is all inside of your ego? So then what are you checking? You simply have to do it, as you are told. And then try to disconnect from the thoughts and desires in which you exist. And then it will happen. This is called faith above reason. We have been talking about it in the recent days, that I depict the world the way that I do depict it, and now I try to build an opposite world inside of me, an opposite relation to it. And that way I can reach what it says, I've seen an opposite world, that everything exists only in the form of bestowal rather than reception. Try it. Trust your brain less. It seems to you that you're wise, so in the framework of this world, maybe you are, but in spirituality, none of it is worth anything.
How is it possible? You're talking about imagining the opposite world. So how can you imagine, I don't know, that you're president? You can't, and or something else. And here I have to be precise in my imagination of above reason.
Well, do you realize that you cannot build the spiritual world with your mind, your intellect, but only specifically by rising above your intellect, by doing the opposite of it, according to your effort, the effort that you invest in order to build a spiritual world within you, according to this effort, you will get help. But the effort must be to rise above reason. This is why all of our work is to achieve faith above reason, to discover the force of Binah that exists above Malchut. above our will to receive.
Раф, злое начало, о котором говорится, оно находится в десятке или вне десятки во мне?
А ецарара у немца.
The evil inclination is only within the human.
The evil inclination is inside each and every one, and it works only against connection. That Adam HaRishon was one kli, one body, meaning one desire. And when he was divided into many parts, all of its parts started to feel one against the other, the evil inclination, the desire that is pushing each part away from the other parts. This is called the evil inclination.
Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, a question from my 10. Why does the Creator inflict suffering on virtues? What is the degree of these suffering states? And what will be happen after these suffering?
The
Creator wants to show us that our ego is awakening within us all kinds of unpleasant feelings that we call suffering. And if we will rise above our ego, then we won't feel suffering, we will only feel pleasures. And in such a way, it is teaching us. Therefore, out of lack of choice, it brings humanity each time greater and greater suffering. And out of that, humanity wants to run away from the suffering, and somehow it advances towards forms that are closer to bestowal. This is what is happening.
Chelyabinsk, Omsk.
Вот вас уже, наверное, много раз спрашивали, а можно еще раз спросить, если человек весь из эго.
You probably were asked many times, but still I'd like to ask again, if a person is entirely made up of the ego, how can he annul himself before other people?
Only out of the ego, just like the still vegetative and animate, but between people who are all, among the people who are all considered as animate animals, there are part of them in which a godly part from above awakens, a small spark of the light, not even out of the light, but out of the reflected light that remains in them as a result of the shattering. We learned about it, and we will learn more, that it happened in the world of Nifudim, and later on in the world of Atzilut, in Adam HaRishon. So, that spark from the shattering, which is a part of the reflected light, that is in the captivity of the general will to receive of men, it awakens a person and it tells him that there is such a thing called the will to bestow. There is this thing that exists outside of the will to receive. It's a different world. It's a different life. It is something that is worthwhile to achieve. And even though he is inside, it is inside of the will to receive. However, that's considered that one is in a state of exile inside of the will to receive, but it wants to come out of it. And then the person starts to yearn all kinds of forms of development. First, he develops in the direction of better corporeal life, and then all kinds of forms of culture, education, science, until after science, he reaches a state where I want to know the upper force, not only this nature that exists within the will to receive, but also a nature which is above the will to receive. And then those people who have an inclination to discover the upper nature, it is considered that they have a point in their heart, that inside of the general will to receive, they have an inclination towards the Creator. They don't yet know it, they don't understand it, but this inclination is already pushing them forward. And then they reach other people with similar points in the heart, and they somehow start to get organized. They think that they're doing it, but it's done from above. A small illumination each time works on each one of them and on all of them together in order to assemble them into groups, hence, so that through the relationships between them, they will keep conditions by which the upper force can be revealed, which is the force of bestowal, the force of unity. So, it's the bestowal and unity that those people with the points in the heart are capable of keeping between them. That gives the general, allows the general upper force to be revealed among them, and then he is revealed as inner light.
Thank you, Rav. A question from Turkey 1. How can I overcome the feeling of I didn't advance even a step forward after the morning lesson?
Well, it depends on how you check your advancement. You see, it depends on how. And the question is the follows. It's as follows. Isn't it the Creator who's awakening within you this question that I didn't advance? Imagine to yourself that everything that is inside of you, everything that is awakening in you each and every moment comes from the Creator. So that either you will agree with whatever he's doing with you, or you will not agree with what he's doing with you, and that way you will advance in life. I'll try to respond in such a way for each and every moment that something awakens within you, a desire awakens within you, a thought awakens within you, that is all coming from the Creator. He's always talking to you. He's always with you. However, you are not ascribing it to him. This is why he is hiding. Try more and more to talk to him each and every moment, through the friends, with the friends, or even by yourself. But it's preferable to do it through the 10. That is a lot more powerful.
French.
Bonjour. Question du groupe. Où est cette réalité appelée entre nous?
Cher ami Agvoutsa,
question from the group. What is that place called between us?
It is a place that we don't yet feel. It is the Creator. He is between us. If we will feel that we have between us a will to receive this space, which is pushing us away from each other, that is the opposite form of the Creator. Rejection, lack of desire for connection. Try to invert these desire, these relations to connection, to an inclination to each other, to love. Then you will discover there that hidden force called Bore, Creator, come and see. This is why he's called Bore, come and see. Since out of those same egoistic rejections that exist between you, you need to prepare for him a place for revelation, which is called Shekhinah, divinity, or a field blessed by the Lord. Go ahead. Everything is in your hands. He is constantly awakening these conditions in you.
Rav, товарищ еще спрашивает. Как в течение дня человек может находиться?
Friend is asking, how during the day can a person be in a perception of reality of the Creator and bestowal when everything around him pushes him to egoistic reception?
Well, if the group exists and they influence each other and constantly awaken each person to be connected with all of the friends, no matter what he's doing, during his work, when he is at home, in each and everything, then he can constantly depict in the group the presence of the Creator, and that he wants to live with that all the time. The presence of the group and the presence of the Creator, he wants to constantly feel that they're with him. That's it. He doesn't need to depict it as faces, bodies, but rather as emotions, as inclinations.
Buongiorno, Rav. Hai spiegato prima che gli sforzi sono quello che ci portano alla percezione di questa
realtà. You explained before that the efforts, that is what brings us to the perception of reality outside ourselves. Why are the efforts so important?
Well, efforts, that is, our exertion. If we will not invest a sufficient amount of effort, we won't be able to feel the spiritual world and the Creator, because this specifically is the vessel. Our efforts, that's the building of the vessel, the building of the desire, the inclination, reflected light, in which the upper world, the Creator, is revealed. This is why without efforts, nothing can happen. Just like you're making efforts to fulfill your ego, similarly, against that, you should make efforts to bestow to others and to the Creator, because otherwise, without efforts, you have no desire. The effort is really the desire. So if you don't have a desire to achieve something, you can't also feel this something. Therefore, to the extent that we yearn to discover the Creator, to connect with Him, through our efforts towards that, we develop the kli, we discover the kli for the revelation of the Creator. Out of these same efforts, the Creator becomes revealed. Without effort, where will he be revealed? The effort comes from the desire. If there is no desire, then we cannot feel anything. Not the will to receive, nor the will to bestow. PT 20.
Rav, can you please give a definition? Who is a friend in the ten?
The friend in the ten is one who is making efforts together with me to reach the revelation of the Creator, where it is clear that it won't be in him or in me, but rather in the connection between us, we build that desire in which the Creator, through that mutual inclination between us, can be revealed. By that, we build the Creator. You have made me.
Что? А что является точкой выбора? Точнее, как мы можем определить, когда мы способны?
What is the point of choice? How can we determine whether or not we're capable of, whether or not we have the ability to exercise freedom of choice, or if the point of freedom is lacking?
To the extent of your adhesion between you, you'll be able to discover when can you use the connection between you in order to bestow, and when you cannot. First, you need to feel the connection between you.
Pregunta de un amigo. ¿Qué significa usar el deseo de recibir?
Question from a friend. What's the meaning of using the will to receive in our work?
That I'm using all of my strength, that's all I have. Other than the will to receive, I've got nothing. What I can is only to receive in order to bestow. And when I receive in order to bestow, this is considered my giving. I cannot give. I have nothing to give. The will to receive is the will to receive. It cannot give. It is not the Creator. It is the created being. But I, just like when you are in front of the host, can receive from him in order to bestow. So in the group, we need to try and reveal the Creator. And use the force of the Creator to bestow to one another in the group. Out of that, we compose the group in a complete, in a whole way. Group that is working in bestowal.
And
how to bestow to the friends? Only if I connect with the Creator and receive the strength, the forces from Him, and will pass these forces back for Him and for them, and through them to Him as well. If I know how to create this mechanism correctly, I will get a spiritual vessel. Where me, the group, and the Creator connect as one. We'll come to it. It will soon appear very much related to the true reality. Salt Lake City.
Where does the created being have the ability to resist the abundance of the upper one?
Only when he is in a group and he's in contact with the Creator, then he begins to acquire the power of restriction. It's not a screen yet, it's the restriction in which he does not want to receive for himself. Otherwise he feels that he's thrown out of the group and out of the connection with the Creator.